my wife and my family, they send their love, and there is a word from the Lord today. If you can turn to the book of Matthew, an awesome job, Miss Sophia, leading us in worship. Yeah, yes, ma'am. We're going to turn to Matthew, the sixth chapter, verse 33, and it is on the screen if you don't have it. This is from the NIV version, okay? It says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well." Just give me a big amen if you read this before. Amen. Very familiar, right? So, House of Judah, this month, you guys have a series about EDU. I love it. EDU. Equipping, discipline, and understanding. So, as our youth, as our teenagers, as our young adults are heading back to school from college, and our adults are headed back to school, we want to focus on EDU, equipping, discipline, and understanding this month. So this morning, I want to come from Matthew 6, 33. And the society that we live in, unfortunately, with our youth and our young adults, we found that they seek a lot of stuff. We seek a lot of things. And in 2005, we seek and we become professional peer pleasers. We seek the attention of others. And our youth, unfortunately, they want to gain validation, recognition. And if you know if it's in some of our adults, just say amen. So in this society, truth be told, we value likes and followers and the validation we seek and worry about the validation of our community, of our peers, often through dramatic or exaggerated expressions. Our youth have found that they seek and worry about finding the validation. But this morning, I really want to empower our youth and some of our young adults. I want to empower you, just in case it may be you today, because I know I've been here before. I want to empower you to seek the kingdom of God. And that this is the best aspiration that you truly could make. So this morning, briefly, House of Judah, I just want to talk as we do this series. This is the first Sunday of the EDU series. I just want to briefly talk about submitting to the process. Submitting to the process. 2 points and I'll get out your way. The first point is righteous authority. I'm going to walk this out. Stay with me because I'm going somewhere. Righteous authorities. So in this text this morning in Matthew, the sixth chapter, and also beyond the sixth chapter, chapter 5 through 7, we see that Jesus, per usual, he's walking and he notices a large crowd following him. So Jesus, he sits down on the side of the mountain, and his disciples do what? Sit down on the side of the mountain. And Jesus begins to teach. And this is known as the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, right? And Jesus is talking about so much from Matthew 5 to Matthew chapter 7. He tells them they're the salt and the light of the earth. Amen if you heard that sermon, Jesus on the Mount. The salt and the light of the earth. He talks about adultery. I mean, he goes out there. He talks about divorce. He's, that's hard to do. Jesus even talks about fasting and praying, but we find in Matthew 6, the sixth chapter, verse 25, we see Jesus still on that side of the mountain, and he states, and he starts to talk about worrying. In verse 25 of the sixth chapter, he starts to talk about worrying. And he says, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Now, ladies, I'll put you on the spot. Do y'all know sometimes we worry more about our clothes than we should? Shopping. Do y'all like to shop? My mama liked to shop. If I made more money, I think my wife would like to shop. But we often, even our fellas in 2025, Jesus is so powerful because Jesus just didn't speak to the people. When he spoke, he was speaking to generations. And Jesus on the side of the mountain, he's speaking to them today. In Matthew 6, 25, he's telling them, don't worry. Don't worry about what you will drink or what you will eat. Life more than figuring out what clothes you're going to wear. But Jesus used such simple examples as clothes, food, a body. He used those simple examples to show us that we seek worldly things more then we seek heavenly things. He used that simple, giddy example just to show us how we can seek things of the world more than of God. We can shop on Temu Sheen. I used to go to the mall, but now you order stuff off Amazon every day. More than we shop. In verse 2, in the same chapter, verse 6, and then we skip down from 25 to verse 32, Jesus then goes to say, for pagans run after these things, food, clothes. Pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Thank you, brother up there. What's his name again? Jakar. Thank you, man. I didn't know you had it behind me. For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. I'm here just to say this morning, the world will chase after the world. The world is going to chase after the world. That's what they're supposed to do. For pagans run after these things, that's what they're supposed to do. But as a child of the King, you must chase after the kingdom of God. And if you do this, everything that you need, you'll have. Jesus goes to where he's going to chase. Verse 32, he's talking about pagans running after these things because the world is going to chase the world. And then, Jakari, go to 33. Bam. Jesus says, sitting on the mount with the disciples there and the crowds there, he's talking about worrying. And Jesus said, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. Just say all these things. All of these things will be added unto you. Have you ever wondered, what is the kingdom of God? I heard this scripture, like, what is the kingdom? I'm glad you asked that. I want to talk about it briefly because I've asked the same question. The kingdom of God is simple. God's kingdom is made up different authorities. And these authorities are designed to lead you to righteousness. Righteousness just means being in right standing with the King. like any kingdom, absolute monarchy, you have who sits on the throne? The king. Throughout the kingdom, there's different authorities. There's different titles. There's different positions. And all their job is to do is to enforce the laws and decrees of who? The king. The kingdom of God is built up of a king, different authorities. All their authorities are designed to do is lead you to righteousness. Being in right standing with the king means you will have everything you need. A kingdom is only as powerful, a kingdom is only as wealthy as the king. If your king is broke, you're going to be broke. But if your king, the kingdom that you're in, he said, seek his kingdom, the kingdom of God. If you're in his kingdom, as long as your king has it, you got it. As long as the king has it, you have it. But pagans are in the world's kingdom. Verse 32, the pagans run after clothes. They run after fleshly things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Let me make it plain for you. Put it up there, Jakar. Jakar, right? All right, I'm going to get it before I leave. Put that slide up there. It has four pillars on it. So as we seek first the kingdom of God, what we're going to seek and find is that the kingdom is built up of different authorities. And each one of these authorities are designed to lead you to righteousness. Righteousness means being in right standing with the king. So in the kingdom, if I go to the noble will tell me exactly, he's going to regurgitate what the king has told him. If I go to the general is only going to do what the king has decreed. And if you follow what they're telling you, you'll be in right standing righteousness with the king. And if you're in right standing and if you're a citizen of the kingdom, you'll have everything that you need because the king has wealth, because the king has healing power. Let me chill out. Clap it up if you're enjoying this so far. I promise I'm getting out your way. So this month, as we're talking about equipping, discipline, understanding, our youth, our young adults, as we focus in on this EDU series, as you seek first the kingdom of God, the first thing you're going to find are authorities. Woo! Romans, the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 2. Find that for me right quick. Romans 13, verses 1 through 2. As we see people in the kingdom of God, the first thing we're going to be placed is with people that's going to tell us what to do. Good grace. Verse 13, Romans 13, 1 through 2, it says, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities. Just say authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by who? God. Verse number 2, and it reads, consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. And those who do this will soon bring judgment on themselves. Go back to verse number one. God has the king. It says the authorities accept that which God has established. The king has established these authorities. So as we seek the kingdom of God, the first thing we're going to find is authorities. I promise I'm going somewhere. In order for you to get everything you need, you must first submit to the authorities. Good gracious. God has placed authorities in your life to teach you right from wrong. God has appointed for our youth teachers, youth directors, coaches, parents, grandparents. Why has God placed you in this child's life? To equip them, to discipline them, to help them understand the righteousness of the king. God has placed, as I look at our ages, God has placed us as authorities. He's placed me as authority as Peterson's father. To do what? To teach the decrees of the king, not to tell her what I think is right, but to teach her what God has called her to. All these authorities, so teachers, so pastors, so preachers, so parents, so grandparents, we must all do that. We must all lead and model our youth towards what? Towards righteousness. How do we do that? Two ways I want to talk about. One, we must know the king's heart. Because if we don't know the king's heart, we can't share what the king has said. The more we fall in love with the king, the more we share the king's heart. If we don't know how to go in our secret closet and pray and talk to God when calamity is there, how can we teach our child, baby, how can we say to our child, the king will always be there. God will never leave us nor forsake us until we know the king's heart. What's the second thing that we can do? We must walk it out with them. As a righteous authority in the kingdom of God, we must walk it out with our kids. We must be hands-on with our youth, walking life with them. We must pay attention to them. I'm reminded that Jesus, even being God and he derobed himself and became man, he had a mentor. Joseph, his father, was a carpenter. Before Jesus started his ministry when he was 12, they was looking for him. Like, where's this boy at, right? They found him, and he said, I must be about my father's business. But then it goes on, I want to say it's Luke 2:52, and it says Jesus followed them and submitted habitually. And after that, it says he grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Because Jesus submitted to the authority. Jesus submitted to the one that he created because he knows the algorithm and the formula of the king. Why was it important that he was with that carpenter? Because Jesus later on needed to learn what it was like to be around wood. Why was he with that carpenter? Because Jesus later on needed to be exposed to nails. So when he was told to hold the cross, and when he felt nails in his hands, odds are that probably wasn't the first time. Why? Because he was under the mentor of carpenter. He submitted to the authority. John Crosby said, mentoring is a brain to pick, an ear to listen, and a push in the right direction. Is there anyone that can agree with me that we know that we're only here because somebody cared for me? Is there anybody that can clap it up with me this morning that knows that some authority took time out to show that they loved us because someone pushed you in the right direction because they didn't lie to you, but they told you exactly what you needed to hear? Is there anybody that can wave their hands and say, God, I'm so thankful for the righteous authorities that you put in my life that can show me the King? Righteous authorities. Clap it up if you're enjoying this so far this morning. So as we seek ye first, not seeking validation, not seeking food, but as we're seeking the King, just say the Kingdom. Point number two, when I'm getting out your way, we want to submit to the process. This process, we seek the Kingdom. Ultimately, we were seeking the worldly things like food and clothes and cars and that fine man with the curly hair because we wanted to get everything that we needed, right? But I'm here to tell you, if you submit to the process, that's how you get everything you need. To gain everything you need, you must first seek the Kingdom of God. And after you seek the Kingdom of God and you see, man, it's just people telling me what to do. It's authorities. After you seek the Kingdom of God, you find this Kingdom is developed of authorities, then you submit to that process. You submit to that process. And that's how you get everything you need. What is submission? The action or fact of accepting or yielding to a superior force or to the will or authority of another person. Good gracious. Are you submitting to your boss? The governing authority in your building? Ooh, it got quiet because it's hard. My boss don't have no relationship with God. I'm reminded of Joseph. Joseph was in the foreign land in Egypt. And Joseph submitted to Pharaoh. And he had everything under his authority except for Pharaoh. Why? Because he submitted. Because he was smart enough to know this is the formula of God. Jesus submitted to Joseph. Why? Because he was smart enough to listen to the Holy Spirit. Your boss may not be what you think they should be, but I promise if you submit, it's how God works. I promise if you do your best, because in the Bible it says, do all things unto God, not to man. Because there's something else other than submission that you can do that some of us have done, and that's rebellion. See, rebellion is an act of violence or open resistance towards an established government, a ruler. See, the King has placed the authorities in our life, but it's up to us to submit. And if we're not submitting, we're rebelling. In Exodus 20, verse 12, it says, honor thy mother and thy father so your lives could be long. It's submitting to authorities will gain you everything you need. I'm reminded in Ezekiel, and also Isaiah talks about Lucifer. And Lucifer was in heaven. And while he was in heaven, he did what he was supposed to do. But then pride creeped upon him. And when pride creeped upon him, he said, I can be just like the King. So he did a form of witchcraft, which is called rebellion. And he rebelled against the King. Read it in Isaiah and Ezekiel. And as long as he was submitting to the process of the Kingdom, he was in heaven. But when he rebelled against the King, he was excommunicated. And Ezekiel says, it's like a star coming out of the sky. It reminds me of two cats, and I'm getting out your way. It was two cats. Can you say two cats? It was a cat named Oscar, and there was a cat named Jack. Now, see, Oscar, he stayed with a nice two-parent home that was boring. See, Oscar's favorite spot in the house was sitting in the dad's recliner seat, right there on the orange part of the chair. But here's the thing. When the dad came home, he rarely allowed Oscar to sit in his favorite spot. Oscar's sitting there, and the daddy come home. Man, y'all know you come home after a long day. Do y'all got cats in here? Okay, y'all like me then. I don't got no cats. But he came, the dad came home after a long day. He wanted to sit in his favorite chair. And he, man, get out of my way, Oscar. And Oscar, and he gets out of the way. Late at night, Oscar's owners, they'll cut down the house, cut the lights off, and they will make Oscar go to sleep. Oscar hated this. He wanted to stay up a little longer. So Oscar would often at night look out the window, and he'll see the coolest cat on the block. See, Oscar wanted to be like Jack. See, Jack was so bad. See, Jack, he was a stray cat. He could go wherever he wanted to, when he wanted to. He could sit wherever he wanted to, when he wanted to. Jack didn't have a curfew. But Jack could do whatever he wanted to, when he wanted to. All the cats in the area wanted to be like Jack. But little did they know, Miss Sophia, that Jack wanted to be like them. Even though Jack could go everywhere he wanted to, he didn't have a curfew. He could sit where he wanted to. When Jack was hungry, as a young cat, he has to find his own food. He had no one to feed him. When it rained and when it was cold and wet, Jack had to look and find his own shelter because he didn't have a place to lay. Your parents, your boss, they might be telling you to cut the light off and go to sleep. They might be telling you to get off of their chair. They might be telling you to do some things that you don't want to do, but I'm here to tell you that Oscar never wanted for a meal when he was hungry. When it was raining and cold outside like today, Oscar always had something warm and something safe just waiting for him. Oscar never had to worry about a meal. He never had to worry about clothes. He never had to worry about anything he ever needed. Why? Because Oscar was under the power of authority. See, we often look at people who do this and do that, and we want to be like them. But, baby, I'm here to tell you, if they continue to rebel, they will not be able to have everything they need. Because with Lucifer in heaven, as long as he was in the system of God, as long as he was in heaven, he had everything he needed. But the moment when he rebelled, he lost everything. And, baby, I'm here to just to remind you, if you can stay focused with God, if you can listen to those people that you don't even think have that position, God is singing you and God is saying, man, they are getting it because they're not pleasing the apple. They're pleasing the apple tree because the king is the apple tree. But baby, you keep getting tripped up on that apple. And I'm here to tell you, if you can just listen to the authorities of God, seek his kingdom. Submit to these authorities. You'll be like the cat Oscar. You'll have everything you need. But as an authority, I'm so happy that we didn't get here on our own strength. that we didn't get here on our own merit. Because if the truth be told, we had to submit to the process. Can y'all just say submit to the process? And as we submitted to the process, we learned that life is not about climbing up ourselves. But we learned that life is about taking a step back to listen to our mama. Because if the truth be told, our mama said, girl, I know that boy head ain't right. And we didn't listen. If the truth be told, our daddy told us, baby, that man, he ain't right for you. He ain't right for you. And if we had listened, the truth be told, we know we would be further on had we submitted earlier. But as we learn, if we take a step and submit, God will begin to push us forward. The more that we take humility, the more God begins to push us forward. And we start to see that it's not us stepping up, but we are what we are because we're standing on mama's shoulders. But we are what we are because we're standing on our grandma's shoulders. We are what we are because we're standing on our coach's shoulders. What am I saying to you? If you as a righteous authority can just humble yourself and say, baby, I am where I am because of those that love me. I am where I am because of those that took that time. And I'm trying to tell you, youth, I'm going to be patient with you because I know you think you are the one that's climbing up the steps. But baby, I'm here to tell you, if you can listen to my wisdom, if you can listen to my mistakes, if you can listen to the things I did 10 years ago, where you are now, you can be further alone. Am I preaching to anybody in here? Because we're standing on the shoulders of our ancestors. We're standing on the shoulders of people that came before us. Because God, I'm so thankful that I had a daddy that talked to me. I'm so thankful that I had a mama that talked to me. I'm so thankful I had brothers and sisters that sat me down and said, Justin, this may not be the right way. And as I submitted to them, I grew in God. I grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. What am I saying to you? Don't be like Lucifer and tell your boss what to do. I promise, baby, if you take a step back, if you submit to your boss, the access that you'll get is from the king. Do I have two people in here that know they need something from the king? If you need something from the king, just stand on your feet. Just wave your hands. Just tell the king what you need. And what tell the king what you need. Just know the king is expecting you to show love. As you tell the king what you need, just know the king is expecting you to show grace. Just as you tell the king what you need, just know the king's expecting you to forgive. Just as you want him to forgive you, he's expecting you to show love. Just as you want love to be shown, he's expecting you to show grace to your children. Just as you want him to show grace to you, just say celebrate the king. Hallelujah. Because the kingdom is simple, but our emotions get in the way. Because it's these authorities, these humans, we allow them to trip us up. Because sometimes your boss is younger than you. We allow these humans to trip us up. As a righteous authority, we tell our kids what we feel and not what the word says. So we trip them up. But this morning, I challenge all of us to be the authority that God has called us to be. Father God, as we close our eyes, I pray this morning that we give our heart.